Hi, welcome to another episode of the Healthy Style Podcast. How are you, my friend? It's been a while. We have been in full summer mode over here, pools and barbecue every day. Today's the first day that Amia is in summer camp, so I wanted to connect with you on here. This weekend, I did some things. I decluttered, and I talked about this on my Instagram and on TikTok, so if you don't follow me, head over to Health with Michaela on both of those platforms as well as YouTube. Anyway, decluttering, it is my favorite thing to do. I always feel so refreshed. So on Sunday yesterday, Amia was at the pool with my mom for half of the day, and then she went over to her best friend's pool from school. That rhymes. Anyway, so she went there till 6. So I was literally by myself from like 11:30 till 6. It was great, just because she's been home, you know, after school ending and all of that. So it was just nice to have this like quiet space to myself. So instead of reading or relaxing, which I normally do, I ended up like I started cleaning my bathroom, and I started with the drawers, like one drawer, and I went through like hair tools that I don't use and like things that are like might be broken or don't work as good. Like I just threw away some. I put in a pile to give away, but I literally spent 6 hours getting rid of things and then organizing. And I didn't originally plan on like doing this whole project. It started with one drawer, which led me to all of the bathroom drawers and the full cabinet and 3 trash bags later. And then I moved into my room because I ended up having this like energy and I just like wanted to continue. And as I'm going to teach you like in this episode is like, for example, even if I don't have time to declutter, I do it in my mind and I think of things that I need to either get rid of or do something with or move. And even though I don't do it right away, it's like in my mind. So now when I actually have the time to do it, I already know what I need to do. So I had all of this planned in my mind. So I moved into my room. I did a whole bunch of stuff there. And then I ended up doing Amia's clothes as well, which I do like every 3 or 4 months. And I end up giving her clothes away. So let's get into this episode. I'm so excited because if you do this, it will impact so many areas of your life. First, let's talk about clutter. So if you find yourself having trouble like throwing away things or feeling overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that you might have in your home, this is the perfect episode for you. Physical clutter can become an obsession to need more material things in order to like fill an empty void. Sometimes we may find ourselves surrounded by so much stuff that we cannot bear to get rid of it because they have some sort of sentimental value or we think we might potentially use in the future. And our environment, at home especially, we spend most time there. It affects our mood, productivity, energy, self-image, weight, and how we eat. It affects everything. And for most of us, a lot of people, a lot of listeners work from home. So it's like, this is your workspace. This is your living space. It needs to, you know, be optimized for this lifestyle that you know, especially if you're listening to this podcast, I know you're into healthy living and healthy mindset and all of that. And so it's not just with the things that we do and eat, it's other things as well. So we're going to talk about how to set up your environment for success. And I'm going to help you like get rid of things. So, you know, you don't have to keep everything, you know, you could get rid of stuff, right? There are things that can be resold or donated or thrown away. We have permission. I give you permission to get rid of stuff. Today, I want to help you get over the guilt. This is the biggest part. And I'm going to ask you some questions to help you break out of this cycle. So if you have a pen and paper around, grab that. You can pull out your notes app or your Google Drive document. But these are the questions to ask yourself before removing clutter. During this reorganization process, it is important to ask yourself these questions. So, question number one, what is working well in your life right now, and what is not working well in your life right now? Question number two, and you can pause this. What is causing you to feel overwhelmed? Question number three, how is this clutter preventing you from moving forward in your life? Question number four, are there parts in your life where you are currently not in charge of making decisions? And is there clutter that you are managing that is not serving you a purpose? List all the things that do not serve a purpose that you can think of the top of your mind. And the next question, have you thought about getting rid of the clutter? Next question, do you feel anxiety in your home because you have too much stuff? And the last question is, what is the first step you can take to eliminate this clutter? So it might be you're basically taking the first step because you're listening to this episode, but I want you to look at your calendar this week and next week and pick some declutter dates. This can be an hour session, a 3-hour session. This might take a few sessions, right? And I've done my closet a couple of months ago. So now it takes me like 15 minutes to refresh and declutter any things. And that closet that I've done a few months ago, I've done maybe 10 sessions in the last few years. And so I had a friend where she's like, oh my gosh, you don't have like many things in your closet. I don't. Like literally every single piece that I have in my closet, I love and I wear and it fits me. Because let's get real, like our bodies change. You're not supposed to stay the same from when you were 20 or 30 or however old you are, or sometimes not even last year. And that's okay. It's accepting the present moment where you are and enhancing it. So honoring yourself, right? Because I'm not going to hold on to like 5-year-old jeans if they don't fit me, hoping I'm one day going to fit in them. Like that used to be my style, no longer is. And it's so freeing. Now I just go out and get the size that fits me and that I feel good in, that I would want to wear every single day, right? Because if you have something in your closet or anywhere in your house and it doesn't fit you, or it's outdated, or it just, you know, you don't feel attracted to it anymore, like you're doing your mind a disservice. So now let's get this into a process. I want you to start taking a mental note of the things that you keep out of guilt. So I want you to close your eyes, or if you're driving, don't, but just think of the things you have laying around in your random drawers or bathroom or kitchen or garage or basement. Like, what are those things? For me, I've sold so many things on Facebook Marketplace, although I feel like it's like a whole different thing now. It's not the same as it used to be, but anyway, I still ended up selling a few things. I had a beach cruiser I didn't use for the last 4 years. I ended up selling that like last week, and it was like a big thing in the garage that I'm looking at. I'm like, oh, I don't use that, right? I've sold bags. I've sold numerous things. So just take that mental note of the things that you have. You don't have to get rid of them today, but know when your session begins, let's say, you know, this Thursday or over the weekend, you ask your parents to watch the kids or whatever, you have that session, you know exactly what you're going to do. And so you're already detaching yourself from having those things, which is huge. So things that you don't need, right? So think about those things that you don't want or things that you don't use. This is the first step. It's that mental step. This is how manifestation works, my friend. First, you think of something, whether you want it or not, and you visualize it, like you visualize your life without it. In this case, you visualize it leaving your space, your mental space, because even though it's tucked away in a drawer, it still takes up mental space in your brain. So this is part of my mental health routine. This is what works for me. So please feel free to take what works for you and just leave the rest. And I want to encourage you to make mental health a goal and a routine. But it starts with a space that inspires you and that doesn't add to your anxiety and overwhelm and extra work to clean, right? So I was somebody who had like 3-4 closets. This was in my 20s. I had this apartment and it was like lots of space, lots of closets. And I thought because I had the closets, I was like, oh, I can now fill them. So I had like 4 closets. Like it was insane. And I kept on buying more. Like I remember just like it was never enough. Ironically, at the time, I also didn't feel good enough. Like I didn't feel enough and didn't feel good enough. I was drinking. I had an eating disorder. I was going through some shit. I never processed my trauma. And so like I was thinking I need these external things to make me feel better. And they might, you know, make me feel better for a minute or 10. And then, you know, that feeling would come. So that is never the solution, right? So it didn't work. It was so much to clean and organize and move around. And even with so many items, it was difficult for me to get dressed, like because I couldn't decide what I want to wear. And what I realized over time, my mind craves simplicity. It craves repetition. It, like for breakfast, I have those 3 things that I love and I don't want to think of, you know, of course, unless I want to change things up, but like, I don't want to think about like choose from 50 items and, you know, like overwhelm myself basically. Like I like simplicity. I like to open up my closet. I like to have a few beautiful, amazing outfits, a few yoga outfits that I know fit me, that look good. And I can, as long as they're clean, I can put them on and I feel great. Like that is huge. So as I have gotten older and wiser, I live more simply. And this really happened when I was becoming a health coach. I've learned about, you know, the environment and how it affects our mood and stuff. And I started playing around with that. And I remember the first like purge that I've done. And it was so healing. I got rid of a lot of things. Like, gosh, as humans, we end up accumulating so much shit, so much junk that we think we need or that we think we need to have. And, you know, it just felt so good of letting go. And also like the whole ritual of it, it's like you're letting go of your old self, basically, right? The representation, like I was no longer looking at things, thinking about the past. I brought in things into my life once I got rid of things that represented who I wanted to become in my future. So again, I live simply, but this doesn't mean I don't shop. But I'm way more intentional about it. I shop very strategically. I only get things that I need or truly have wanted for like a while. And I like ruminate on it. I'm like, oh, like, yes, I definitely want it. And I go, you know, and get the thing. So here is one of my favorite tips. So it's KonMari method. And I've learned about her, I don't know, it was like 5 years ago. She has a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. It's a Japanese art of decluttering and organizing by Marie Kondo. I think she had a Netflix series and she basically used to like go into people's house who had tons of stuff. And I guess like some were hoarders and she helped them to declutter and only keep things that they like and completely like transform their life. It's fascinating. So she's my motivation every time I'm organizing and getting rid of things in my home. And it's worked amazingly for my clients as well. So mainly the concept when she goes through the process, she touches each item and asks it if it sparks joy. And this is like an intuition sort of thing. Like, you know, if you look at an item or if you touch it, like, you know, if it sparks joy, like your gut will tell you like yes or no. This has become more fun with practice than when I first started, right? Now it's like, I'm excited to do this every single time. So when deciding on what to let go of, remember the end game isn't to throw out or donate as much as possible, but it's to make sure that the things you hold on to make you happy and bring you joy. This is where picking up each item and asking, does this spark joy, comes in. So the tips for the KonMari method, she recommends going in this particular order. I don't know why, but it works. So you start with clothes, and you go through books, papers, miscellaneous, and sentimental things. You organize by category, not by room. For example, get all of your clothes in one place. So if you have your coats here and your shoes here and your clothes in three different closets, you have to bring them all in one place and go through this process. So the other thing is you have to commit to yourself to tidying up all at once. This means like this category, right? So your clothes might take a full day. So you have to plan accordingly. Imagine your ideal lifestyle, right, to prevent that relapse. So to not go back to that place of owning things and constantly buying things and spending money and, you know, cluttering your space. Think about your ideal lifestyle is to be, for me at least, it is to live simply, to have things that I love. And you're going to hold each item with both hands and ask yourself, does this spark joy? And she also does a thing where she, like, if she gets rid of the clothes or an item, she says thank you to it. It's like a Japanese thing, which I think is so beautiful. And then she also has, which I love, has a folding technique. So you stand folded clothes upright in drawers rather than laying them flat. So this works amazingly for my daughter's drawers. And since she was born, now she has three drawers. And I'm very particular about what I get her. And because I don't want to overclutter her stuff as well. And we're teaching this to our kids, right? Like, do things matter? Or, you know, like, just, they watch exactly what we're doing. So if we live a more simple life and not all about material, they pick up on that. So time to create that routine about it. And let's talk about clutter. And I want to know, when I say clutter right now, like clutter, what does that make you feel inside? Like, what feelings, what sensations do you feel in your body? And do you want to feel those things, right? So you start to realize that clutter, it just does not feel good. For me and for many, I mean, there's studies that it gives anxiety. It kills productivity, kills motivation. It's impossible to have a clear mind when you have a cluttered environment. So I develop systems to keep myself organized. And this is in my home. This is on my laptop. Like, I have so many different systems that, you know, keep things in order, that I know in my mind, if I need something, I know exactly where it is. But if my house is in chaos, and I have too many things, like, I can't be my best. I can't focus and give it my all. And I know the same is true for you. I know many people say, oh, I thrive, or I can really do things in, you know, messy, chaotic, environments. But like, is that really true? Right? So here is your homework. And I mean, some of your homeworks was like just being honest with yourself with these questions. Your homework is to, if you choose to take it, it's to pick a few dates this month, or all throughout the year, that you put it on your calendar and you have like a declutter session with yourself, right? And then just recognize and own that it causes you negative feelings, right? Because I think that's an important part. Like, when we see it, we might not think of it that way, although it does produce that emotion. But just maybe now that I'm speaking about it and that it does do that, you might not want to live that way. And it's okay. There's no shame in it. Many people, you know, we all have clutter. And this is why this is like a, you know, a routine that we have to do all the time. So this is a process we need to revisit. Just cleaning up, tidying up, decluttering, organizing. These are all different things. It's the clutter and things that we have tucked away that we are holding onto, like in the back of the garage, thinking like, this is perfectly good, or someday I'll use it. All of these things you don't realize, they weigh on your subconscious. You might say, like, my mom gave it to me, or this is special because it's my grandmother's, even though it doesn't match anything I have. Like, we all do this. At least once a year, you visit this declutter system, so you actually get rid of things. And keep that mental note throughout the year, or throughout the months, of the things that you're going to let go of. And because ultimately, what I see people doing is they just end up organizing clutter. So you don't want to just organize and not get rid of things. So it is, I mean, the next thing is, hanging on to things is a scarcity mindset. A scarcity mindset is not helping anyone. It's not helping you. It's not helping your kids. Your kids are learning things from you all day long. They're learning, like, you know, I remember my grandma would, when we used to go out to restaurants or something, like, she would, like, take the napkins and things like that. And, like, in my mind, I thought, like, I had to, like, we don't have enough napkins, right? And so, like, it's just, like, these little things that we might not catch, that are, you know, perhaps, like, you know, our parents or our grandparents, like, they didn't have this ability or availability to have everything the way that we do. So it was that scarcity mindset that they pass down to us. And this is not to be a minimalist, but if it is you, then that's cool as well. But this will free you. And just want to touch on clothes. So if you're holding on to clothes from a year ago, or 5 years ago, or even high school, you have to realize you're a whole different person now. This means you're holding on to the past, even if it fits or it doesn't fit, or if it's still in fashion, great, but if not, get rid of it. Your body is different, you evolve, fashion evolves, and you're doing yourself a disservice by keeping these things. So, you know, it's just practicing detachment. I love practicing this, and that's why I love Marie Kondo. Then there's a different method. It's called the Swedish death style of decluttering, and that one's cool too. I know it sounds a little morbid, but basically, it's to look at things like, if I was to pass away tomorrow, is there someone in my life who would want this particular item? 99.99%, your answer will be no. Like, nobody wants your junk drawer or, like, what you leave behind, right? So get those giant bins. One bin is to resell, one bin is to donate, and one is to throw away or give away. So don't just keep holding on to things because of guilt, because you have spent money on it. You're not wasting money. You're actually wasting mental energy by keeping them and keeping them around and storing them and moving them around. The other thing is warranty papers or just receipts or things like that. Take a photo of it and create a folder on Google Drive and throw it away. Kids' schoolwork. Take a picture, store it in a folder, and get rid of it. If you want to remember, like, that special painting, the finger painting, or whatever, label it in the folder in, like, different years on your Google Drive or in your iCloud. Most likely, you know, when your kids get older, like, wouldn't it be easier to just look at the picture of it, right? I mean, it's special, but it's not that special to have clutter in your house, I believe. So I also went mostly paperless. I don't get any more magazines, catalogs. I do things through either my iPad or my Kindle. My iPad now is, I have about 20 notebooks. I have notebooks for clients. I have notebooks for projects, but I have notebooks through GoodNotes. It's an amazing, amazing app. I use that with my Apple Pencil. And you just have to remember to charge your iPad like every day or every other day. So that's it. But now I have my iPad. I don't have to run around with like 5 notebooks, which I normally would, which was annoying. I couldn't find my pages. This, you can actually like organize them. You can move them around. You can erase them. Like it's next level. So throw it all away. You will feel so good, so much lighter. The next thing you can throw away or donate, you don't have to throw this away, or donate to a library, is books. I now do Audible and Kindle. And I was the person who like vowed and said, I need a physical book. And like, I don't know where I got that mindset, right? I don't need a physical book. I do still have some physical books that are special to me in a way, like if I, have to share it with a client or things like that. But I got rid of a lot of books that were just there. And that was another mindset that I have totally outgrown. So think about all the things you don't need or use, whether it's a gadget or old rug or old accessories, and have this mantra, say, I don't need this. My life is so full. I need to make room for things that I truly desire. I have enough. I don't need to hold on to these things. They are just weighing me down. I need to make space for things that I want and enjoy the things that I have been praying for. So just creating the space for the things that you truly want. And here is a quick fire list of things to throw away. Mismatched food container, old pair of socks that don't have pairs. Like, you're not going to find it, right? Or underwear, or like older bras. Get rid of anything in your pantry that is old, expired, or unhealthy, right? Like, just perhaps your diet has changed to be healthier, less processed. Take your garbage in the middle of your kitchen and dump it. Dump it. Get rid of it. Get rid of like broken pens and pencils or old art supplies, projects, old makeup. Has bacteria. You're not going to use it. You probably bought like three other ones. Old towels, old bedding, extra remotes, old lotions, medicine. Get rid of the manuals. You can get those online. Get rid of things that are broken or chipped, or old mugs and cups, lotions or face things you don't use, old nail polish. Like, these are all the things that I got rid of yesterday. So I want to share with you this Sunday like routine that I'm doing, because I really feel incredible today. Today's a Monday. You're probably listening to this on a Tuesday when it comes out, but the Sunday routine of really setting up your space for a successful, productive Monday. So I used to spend so much time doing things like, you know, self-care Sunday, like, let's just relax, let's not do anything. Like, I would still do laundry and things like that. But then I would like, Monday will roll around and I would feel great, but I would have some like bookend things to do that I could have done over the weekend. So I'm just getting those things done because it was just a waste of time on a Monday. And then you're tired by like 1 p.m. So I'm going to start doing things on a Sunday. I will declutter a few new spaces, maybe now smaller spaces. I don't have much to declutter, and just prep everything for the following Monday and the week, whether it's food, clothes, work, schedule for the week. So when you wake up on a Monday, it's like an assistant set this up for you. It is glorious. I truly, whenever I set myself up for success, like, I'm like, oh, like, she's such a good assistant. Like, I have these different versions of me that like help me with things to prep myself for my future self, right? Which is like the version who wants to like kick ass and work and coaching and creating and all of that stuff. But like, there needs to be prep work done before that. And, you know, even the most professional organizers have to go through these processes. They might have different processes. So like I said, take what will work for you. And these habits will truly change your mindset. So let's get ourselves and space decluttered. Thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or on social media, or tag me while you're listening. I love to see that. And if you are still here, hopefully you enjoy this episode. Please, please leave a review. When you go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes Podcasts, you scroll all the way down, you leave a 5-star review, and you tell me what you loved about the episode or just about the podcast in general. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate you listening and your time. I know it is precious, and I love you, and I will see you next time. Have a beautiful day.